We do have Patty Riley, shopping expert and former QVC host Patty Riley, joining us now to talk about the Black Friday story that Shara has been discussing with us. Shopping is different in the era of COVID. Patty, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So it's a pleasure. So hope you had a great Thanksgiving. So everybody's up and early and, dashing to the stores to get the doorbuster sales that we've all been used to every Black Friday in the history of history. Or maybe they're not. What's different this year, Patty?
You know, I think what's different is that we saw Black Friday sales start last week. A lot of big retailers like Walmart or Amazon, Target, they dropped their sales early. A lot of them are encouraging curbside pickup, shopping online. And just to give you an example, even Best Buy, where a lot of gamers want to get the brand new latest gaming console on sale, they're actually instructing them to order them online only and pick them up before or after store hours. So they're really trying to limit the in-store interaction or influx of people. So I think that's going to help. I think we're going to notice that that helps a lot today.
Are we really seeing deals?
We are. You know, for a hot minute there, I wasn't so sure what was going to happen. But, you know, this morning I woke up early and I'm checking things out and I'm thinking, wow, I can get an iPhone 12 for $0 through Verizon or
yes,
$40 off the Echo Show. Right now, there are smart TVs that you can get for $100. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dyson vacuums, but they rarely, if ever, or never go on sale. And today, through Home Depot, you can save 43% off a Dyson vacuum. So I'm starting to see these huge discounts, especially on home and electronic items, as we know that more people are looking for those products. And they have some massive discounts right now.
Well, one of the things that we usually see on Black Friday is videos online of shoppers getting into massive fights as they all race to the biggest display of the best priced items and they all fight one another for them. It's actually kind of sad to see. We're probably not going to see those kinds of numbers of people all flocking together this year, though, right?
No, definitely not. And I think I have to give kudos already. I've noticed such a difference. Even just picking up my pie the other day that I pre-ordered and put down my pickup time for 11 a.m. And there was about 30 people deep of a line in the parking lot and we were all separated. They had somebody out there monitoring. I noticed that already. They're encouraging that. They're having employees stay outside and monitor the space distance. They're handing out hand sanitizer. Walmart, for example, is only going to set a 20% store capacity rate for people to trickle in. And as far as I understand, they're really going to adhere to that. And even Target is actually giving their employees mobile devices to check out customers so they don't have to stand in line. And I think these are some really good ideas. And I have to say, I feel like some of these changes might outlast the pandemic.
Well, that could well be. Maybe something positive coming from COVID, a little more convenience in regular time. Patty Riley, a shopping expert, former QVC host. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Be safe out there. Bye.